Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Before strategy, before storytelling, before social media, your brand begins in the mind. And here's the reality, the truth. Most entrepreneurs don't want to hear. You can have the most beautiful website, the most polished logo, the most on-trend marketing strategy, and still fail to connect, still fail to stand out, still feel invisible if your mindset is misaligned. Because every great brand begins long before the first logo is sketched or the first campaign is launched. It begins deeper than colors, fonts, or websites. It begins in the mind, in the identity, in the essence of the person behind it. And if you don't brand yourself, others will. If we don't actively cultivate our brand, the world will shape it for us. And that version may not reflect our truth or values. That disconnect feels disempowering, even unhealthy. I've spent decades of working with entrepreneurs, leaders, and visionaries all over the world, and I've seen one truth hold steady. You cannot build a powerful brand from a disempowered mind. That's why today, in this Awaken conversation, I want to share something essential. Branding doesn't start with a business plan. It starts with your mind, your identity, your essence. Awakening isn't just opening your eyes. It's rising with intention. It's deciding to lead from a place of truth, from within, not from conformity. Conformity versus authenticity, attention every entrepreneur faces. In corporate or academia, we are conditioned to conform. Your identity is boxed into titles, roles, performance reviews, and expectations set by others. I call this the box of inauthenticity, where you adapt, suppress, and shape yourself to fit what the system wants from you. It feels safe, but it also suffocating. Entrepreneurship demands the opposite. To build something meaningful, you can't stay in that box. That transformation begins the moment you step out of conformity and into authenticity. That moment of misalignment, when the image others see doesn't match your inner truth, is often the very place where transformation begins. Authenticity is choosing to show up as the real you, leading with your values, your voice, your essence. This shift is the awakening, the moment you realize you don't need to fit in because you were meant to stand out. And it's here, in authenticity, that the true foundation of your brand is born. When you choose awakening, you allow your authentic identity to lead, and that is where branding truly begins. Drawing on decades across corporate, academia, and entrepreneurship, and grounded in scientific models, I created the three-step entrepreneurial branding blueprint. The steps are first mindset shift, the second personal brand, and the third business brand. These three steps build on each other. And when you follow them in sequence, and important is in sequence, your brand becomes not just visible, but magnetic. The first step is mindset, not just positive thinking, but identity thinking. The way you see yourself defines the way the world sees you. If you doubt your worth, your brand reflects hesitation. If you must be like everyone else, your brand fades into the background. If you're trapped in, I'm not ready yet, your brand will always feel unfinished. Success requires a mindset that says, I own my brilliance, I own my greatness, I trust my perspective, I have something worth saying, and ultimately worth selling. This step is about shedding environments that once rewarded conformity and embracing the inner authority that fuels originality. As Tony Robbins said, the only thing that's keeping you from getting what you want is the story you keep telling yourself. And he's right. The foundation of entrepreneurial branding starts with your mindset. It's about shifting from seeing yourself as an individual contributor to recognizing yourself as a brand, a leader, a business owner who creates impact. And this step helps you overcome self-doubt, silence the inner critic, and embrace the courage to show up confidently in the world. The first step, mindset, also involves crafting your vision, your mission, and your values while transforming limiting beliefs into empowering ones. Vision is known, is knowing who you are, where you're going, and what will guide your journey. It's the picture of the future state you're moving towards. Then mission entails your big why and your purpose. Your mission lies at its core, the fuel behind everything you do. Your big why is your motivation and drive. It's woven into your personality, your story, your lived experiences. Your why is so-called built in. But your purpose, that's what you choose. It's what you decide to do with your one precious life. It's what you're here to give, what makes your life meaningful, what makes your magic undeniable. When you connect your purpose with your big why, you create alignment not just with your mind, but with your heart. And that alignment is where resilience, clarity, and drive are born. It becomes the reason you exist in the world in the way only you can. And your values then hold it all together. Not what you think you should value, but what actually defines who you are. These are not just words on paper or ideas for a brand deck. Your core 3 to 5 values are the ones you live and breathe every day. They shape how you decide, how you lead, how you serve. They are the compass that ensures your vision is upheld in your actions, not just intention. Living in alignment with them allows your leadership and your brand to radiate integrity, authenticity, and trust. And this is why mindset is not just the first step of branding, it is the constant through line. It is the inner alignment that allows the outer brand to build with strength, clarity, and conviction. And then there is the work of unlearning. Limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, thought patterns that keep you small. They sabotage growth. Your thoughts create your feelings fuel your actions shape your results. And that's where the AAA model comes in. A for awareness, A for acceptance, A for action. Awareness is the first spark. Awareness is the greatest agent for change, said Eckhart Tolle. Acceptance is what unlocks that shift. Acceptance is not approval. It's simply acknowledging reality. Carl Rogers captured this paradox beautifully. The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change. And action? That's where courage lives. Fear isn't a stop sign, it's simply a signal pointing you towards growth. And by the way, confidence is a muscle. You built it by using it. Adopting a forward-facing mindset is the cornerstone. And a wise friend of mine, a former military fighter jet pilot, once told me, "Richard, behind you is the flood. Face forward, face forward." That advice never left me. It taught me to never look back and never give up, no matter how difficult the journey. And the journey of entrepreneurship indeed can sometimes feel and be a roller coaster ride. Mindset shapes everything, how you show up, how you lead, how your brand resonates. Mindset is the foundation. Without it, nothing else holds. Without it, every other piece of your brand is built on shaky ground. With it, everything flows. Once the mindset is aligned, we move to step two, personal brand. Your personal brand is your unique fingerprint expressed to the world, not fabricated, already there. Your values, your voice, your personality, your style, the promise you make every time you show up. It's not about clever marketing tricks or manufactured personas. It's the visible reflection of your invisible essence. I repeat, it's the visible reflection of your invisible essence. It's not about changing you, it's about becoming more of you. Tonya Hurley said, "You can only get outside yourself by looking inside." Personal branding is identity work. It's about answering three core questions. Who am I at my core? What do I stand for? How do I want to be seen, felt, and experienced by others? A personal brand is what you stand for, your unique values, and the difference you make. It's the sum of how people perceive you, the story they tell about you when you're not in the room. And there's more. Your personal brand is not a logo, it's not a tagline, it's the lived experience of who you are. And Maya Angelou said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And that is the essence of your personal brand. It's the emotional imprint you leave behind. Again, it's the emotional imprint you leave behind. So, a strong personal brand is distinctive. You stand for something and dare to show it. A personal brand is relevant. You connect deeply with your ideal audience. Your personal brand is consistent. Every action reinforces your essence. A strong personal brand is difference making. Yes, it's difference making. It's not about being different. It's about the difference you make. And a strong personal brand is authentic, is vulnerable. The more real you are, the more magnetic you become. And here's another truth most don't know. Only about 15% of people have defined their personal brand, and fewer than 5% live it consistently at work. And that's why this work matters. Because perceptions define your brand. How you present yourself, how others experience you. This is your brand, whether intentional or not. Which is why asking for feedback is so powerful. Reach out to 20 people and ask them for three words that describe you. Their answers will give you raw data on your current brand perception. Look for the frequencies, the surprises, the affirmations, the misalignments, then refine, strengthen, and realign. Your personal brand is the foundation of your professional identity. And once it's clear, everything flows. With clarity of self, we expand into step three, the business brand. This is your professional presence that others can engage with, trust, and invest in. It's how your essence takes form. Your offers, your client journey, your positioning, your systems, your visual identity. It bridges between who you are and how you serve. When built on a solid personal brand, the business brand doesn't feel like a costume you wear to market. It feels natural, a continuation of your essence. This is where you shape your brand elements with intention. Your name, logo, tagline, your colors, your design language, every element carries meaning. So to say a brand has richness in meaning, each signals to your ideal client that this is their space, that they belong here. A brand also has duality. A brand has both a rational and emotional layer or layers. The rational side clarifies what you do. The emotional side connects with why it matters. And together they create resonance. This entrepreneurial branding blueprint is particularly powerful for solopreneurs transitioning from corporate or academia or the like. It provides a roadmap to establish credibility while staying rooted in authenticity. Your business brand is never the starting point. It's the natural extension of mindset and personal brand. The difference between personal and business brand. Yeah, let's make the distinction crystal clear because many blur the lines. Your personal brand is you, your essence, your values, your voice, your style. Your business brand is the outward, structured expression of that essence. Your offers, your systems, your positioning, the experience that you create. Think of it like this: the personal brand is the roots, the business brand is the tree. Without strong roots, the tree may sprout but remain unstable. With deep, healthy roots, the tree grows tall, weathers storms, and bears fruit season after season. And it's not a one-way street. The business brand also enriches the personal brand. Every success, every challenge, every lesson becomes part of your personal brand. So together they form a living ecosystem. Personal brand as a compass, business brand as expression. It's a marriage of authenticity and purpose that humanizes businesses. And before we can lead others authentically, we must sustain ourselves. So self-care is the overlooked branding strategy. Think of self-care not as luxury, but as a leadership discipline. What can you do? Okay, I tell you some. Prioritize me time. Daily rituals, exercise, meditation, or quiet reflection are non-negotiables. Embrace nature, what Mel Robbins calls the brain bubble bath. Time outdoors clears the mind and sparks creativity. Then practice gratitude journaling and each day by naming progress, blessings. Gratitude builds confidence, which radiates into your brand presence. Engage with accountability partners. True growth happens in community. Stephen Covey said, "Surround yourself with people who push you to do better. No drama, no negativity, just higher goals, higher motivation, positive energy, and people who bring out the best in you." Gallup research confirms leaders with strong networks are 21% more likely to thrive. Surround yourself with people who elevate you, people who push you higher, who embody the values you aspire to. Then also create an inspiring environment. A decluttered, intentional workspace strengthens creativity and clarity. And lastly, invest in personal growth. Balance, mental, emotional, physical, equips you to lead and brand with authenticity. When you nurture yourself, you lay the foundation for a personal and professional brand that is resilient, magnetic, and deeply human. And so, when you put it all together, mindset, personal brand, business brand, and the self-care that sustains you, you step into what I call the awakening cycle. It's not a checklist, it's a living, breathing rhythm. It never ends. It begins with the courage to face yourself honestly, to step out of this box of inauthenticity and see who you really are. It continues with shaping a personal brand and a business brand that don't just look good on the outside, but mirrors your truth on the inside. And it's sustained by nurturing practices, the self-care rituals, the values you embody, the communities you choose that fuel your mind, body, and spirit. So first, awaken to who you truly are. Second, align your inner identity with your outer brand and act with intention so every choice reinforces your narrative. The result? You don't just create a brand that is seen, you create a brand that is felt. A brand that leaves people better than you found them. A brand that is magnetic, resilient, and deeply human. This is the work I do every day in my one-on-one sessions, in group coaching, in workshops, and in my retreat, I Am Becoming. Immersive spaces designed for leaders and entrepreneurs ready to rise, to reclaim their voice, and to embody their authenticity that ignites their true identity, all to catalyze this awakening. And here is the call to action, or the call to rise. I want to leave echoing in your mind. Stop dimming, stop conforming, start becoming. If you remember only one thing today, you are allowed to be fully and unapologetically you. When you embrace your essence, you don't just build a brand, you radiate. And in that radiance, you attract the people, opportunities, and impact you were meant for. So here's my challenge. Write down your top three values for the next 30 days. Commit to aligning every decision, every interaction, every post with them. Watch your brand shift and watch yourself shift too. Your brand is not just what you do, it's who you become in the process of doing it and ultimately how you make others feel. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.